What's up, guys? I feel like a bit of a stuck record saying I'm always rushing from one place to another, so I am trying to squeeze these podcasts in. Right, so what I've been up to since last time we met up. So yesterday we had a little bit of work done in the gym. It actually looks quite fancy. I do have probably one of the best landlords ever, and he does look after me. So big shout out to Diamond Dave. We appreciate it very, very much. We had our first webinar that went live last Thursday, just gone. So we recorded that. So that's available to our members only. So if you train at the gym, then feel free to jump on that. You can review that whenever you want. If you've not got it on the Facebook group, because I know not everyone uses Facebook, you can drop me a message on WhatsApp or a text message, and I'll email it over to you. Right, so that's the webinar done. And it went pretty smoovely. Only a couple
turn
of technical
right
hitches.
To Street.
Oh, that's me sat nav going. This is Mike Tell, I'm driving. So, one of the things that I...
In a quarter of a mile, turn right onto Manchester Road.
Yeah, all right. One of the things that I... one of my little side hustles is every now and then I kind of play make-believe and I play in a band. So people who know me will know they know this. I've been in quite a few bands in the past. Been really fortunate to play in some good places.
Turn right onto Manchester Road.
It's a bit rude. Been really fortunate to play in some good places me back in the day. So what I do is I just try and just drag onto that, claw onto that little bit of lifestyle every now and then. But it kind of gets me away from training or training related stuff, which is pretty cool. Only downside to that is it's today, so I'm on my way down there now, meeting up with some of the rest of the guys. The only downside to that is I'm missing Rochdale today. So I've really got into watching Rochdale. So I am a lifelong Man City fan. I was there when we were shit. Probably beating you when we were shit. But these last couple of months, my wife is where she works. Office is at Rochdale Football Club. She don't work for Rochdale Football Club, but where she works, they've got a little office there. She's a job coach and does an amazing work for the rest of the guys from Redwood School, helping people get into work, which is an amazing project that if you want to look into, or if you know someone who, if you've got like a relative or a son or a daughter or anything looking for work in the Rochdale area, definitely worth getting in touch with people from Redwood for the intern project. Kind of digress about, but because she's based there, I've been going to a few Rochdale games and really, really, really enjoying it. It kind of feels like, if you're old enough to remember, it kind of feels like the old days watching City at Main Road. And I love that. It's a proper nostalgic feeling. I love it. Because even though we still go watch City at the Etihad.
In 1 mile, turn left onto Edinburgh Way.
But it's just not the same. It's not the same. If you watch City at Main Road, I don't think it's just my opinion either. If you've watched City at Main Road, you know there's a total difference to watching City at the Etihad. So yeah, I'm really enjoying watching Rochdale at the minute. But going back to what I'm doing, so I'm going up to a studio in Salford. Check us out, going to a studio. We're only recording one song. I think maybe get a couple in. I don't know if it's
in
honest.
Half a mile, turn left onto Edinburgh Way.
Alright. You might be able to guess my route as you go in, as this podcast goes on. See if you can guess what route I'm going. I forgot where I'm up to now. Yeah, so we're going to record one song, I think. I'm not even sure where the studio is. I've just got a sat nav, a postcode, and I'm just going to make my way there and take it from there. So that's what we're going to do. In the gym wise.
Turn left onto Edinburgh Way.
Right, turn left onto Edinburgh Way. Okay, yeah, so in the gym, the things that we've got coming up. I really wanted to talk about the new project that we're getting. So people are training at our gym already.
In half a mile, keep right onto A627M, then keep right.
Yeah, so the project that we've got coming up on the way is we're running. It's something that me and Gail wanted to do for a long, 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 long time. We weren't quite sure how to do it. And then through someone else's misfortune, an opportunity's come up for us.
Keep right onto A627M, yeah, then okay. Keep right.
Thank you. Yeah, so from someone else's misfortune, an opportunity's come up for us to start to make that a bit of a reality. So we're starting putting things in
keep
place
right
now.
Keep right onto A627M.
You don't need to keep telling me every 4 seconds. Or maybe you do, actually. I've got a pretty bad memory. So the room at the back, we're slowly building into a cafe. So when I say cafe, it's more like a coffee shop. And then we'll probably sell some, well, we will be selling supplements, but only the stuff that works. So don't be coming in looking for BCAAs. If you train at our gym, you probably won't be looking for BCAAs anyway, because you know that they're not that great. It's just expensive, Vimto. But yeah, love the basic kind of, the ones that have proven to work, that we've proven to get sufficient benefit from. We're selling those supplements. Obviously, selling grade A coffee,
roundabout, take the third exit to M62.
It's getting tedious now, that. So obviously we're selling like grade A coffee, and I'm going to be getting in touch with our usual coffee suppliers to see if they can give us any help. Because any help, obviously, there's a place where, so like I previously said, the stuff that Gail and Marie do with the Redwood internship program, they try and get work experience or maybe full-time work for their guys. So the whole point is that we can offer a solid, we've tried to do work experience at the gym before, but because we're appointment only.
At the roundabout, take the third exit to M62.
Because we're appointment only, it's really hard to get a good long shift of work. So for the guys to do anything, it might be a couple hours here and there. So it's not a typical working day for them, so it's not realistic work experience. But with opening the cafe, then the coffee shop, then it'll give us that platform to be able to do that. So really, really looking forward to doing that. So part of this is asking if any of you guys can help in any way. So if you've ran a coffee shop, I'm not flipping out, I'm only just about grown up to run a business. I've never run a coffee shop before. So if anyone has any ideas or any can help in any way, or just want to offer help.
Take the exit to M62 towards Manchester.
I tell you what, if anyone's got a white sofa that they want to donate or can sell at a cheap price, we have put a bit of money aside for certain bits. But obviously the more money that we save, the more money that can go into other things. That's about running the shop. So the whole point is not to run it as a business, well, obviously run it as a business, but not to run it as a profit. So we're not too bothered about making money. The gym makes us money. The coffee shop is just going to be, can it be self-efficient? So as long as it pays for the overhead, so it pays for the extra rent, pays for the energy that we use, pays for the supplies that we have. As long as it does all that, I'm not really bothered about making any money off that, because that's not the point. The whole point is so we can try and make a facility that can offer work experience long-term for the guys that have always got somewhere to do, so somewhere to do. Working with customers or any kind of customer service.
In 4.25 miles, keep right onto M60 towards Ring Road West.
Can you guess where I'm going yet? So we just want it to be a long-term place where people can get work and hopefully take them on full-time. So that's what we're doing with the coffee shop side of it, which I'm really, really excited about. We've got Ben Cole moving out of his little room into a much bigger room. So he's going to have plenty of room in there. I've just left him this morning, he's been doing a bit of decorating. So that's pretty good to look forward to. So that's it. That's to do with the gym. With other stuff that's going on, what I've kind of wanted to do, because it's been a pretty bit hectic last few days, so I thought I'd actually do a little bit on training advice, because, you know, is a training podcast, and I don't want to just talk about the gym all day, even though I could, because I love it. So one of the things that has happened to me, and it's not happened for a while, but my last training, apart from this morning, my last training session was Wednesday, which is unlikely to get to go like three, so Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, wow, it would have been Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's really uncommon for me to go 3 days without training. And I used to be in the mindset of never miss the third day. You know, if you miss one day, train the second day. If you miss 2 days, definitely don't miss the third day. Because you start looking into things like, you know, all the hard work that I've done, is it going to fall away in 3 days? Or what if I get into, what if I turn into a, like, if I turn lazy and I just really can't have the mood to get back into training again? And it's always usually like a downside to my missing. There's a few memes knocking about saying never go 3 days without training, or, you know, sometimes, you know, we're training while other people are sleeping and stuff like that. Which, to a point, is quite motivating to get up, to get yourself out of bed. But as a lifestyle, consistency is key. So if you're consistently missing 3 days, or can be consistently missing like 3 or 4 days, not training, or not making training a priority, then yeah, the results will reflect that. If you're consistently hitting your training, so 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week, whatever it is that you're training, if you're consistently doing that, then you might get the odd week where you hit, or very rarely, you might miss a session for 3 days because of other commitments. It's not the end of the world. A lot of people, so when people first start training, they might go a couple of days, work commitments, or in my case, my eldest son was sick, so he's had some time off from school, but he's had the rest of the week off from school.
1 mile, keep right onto M60 towards Ring Road West.
Can you guess where I am yet? So Ben, my eldest, he's really not been well this week, so I've been kind of like, in between, when I've not been coaching, I've been nipping home, making sure he's okay. So training kind of takes a back seat on there. But you'd be happy to know, I've not lost all my gains. I've not got incredibly weak. I've not forgotten how to lift certain weights. I've not forgotten how to squat. I've not forgotten how to deadlift or bench or overhead press. I've not forgotten any of that. I've not forgotten how to engage my abs or brace. Not that much, you can't get that much detriment in a 3 or 4 days.
Keep right onto M60 towards Ring Road West.
Keep it right, come on. So yeah, you're not going to lose that much. You're not going to lose anything. If anything, if you're overtraining, if anything, those 3 or 4 days might even help you, because I've actually gone back into the gym today, feeling pretty fresh. My sleep's not been great, but I've been fortunate to have a couple of naps in the day to make up for
it. 4.25 miles, keep right onto M60 towards Ring Road West and South.
If any of you guys run like, or if you know anyone that does like sat nav programs, is there really any need for telling me to go straight forward? So in a mile, carry on the same round, same motorway. Is there any? Not really a need to do that. So anyway, back to my point. If you do go through a week where you take a couple of days off, you're working away, there are ways that you can get a bit of training in, or you can get a bit more active, get you walking in, things like that. But if you do get a couple of inactive days, 2, 3, 4 inactive days, don't lose your shit about it, because it's absolutely okay. So things I've done to counteract that. So because I was a little less active and I wasn't training, I dialed back my calories a little bit. So that's just a case of, I just knocked 250 calories off my day, which isn't a massive thing. It's like half a meal really, if you want to look at it like that. So I've not cut a hell of a lot out, but just a little balance. When I'm more active, it's like today, I've gone back to training again, so I'll add a few more calories back. I'll have those 250 calories back in my daily allowance. Well, not allowance, don't really like that, because I like to carry on rations, but no, what I'm going to hit for today. That's pretty much it really. So don't lose your stuff if you go a few days without training. It's totally cool. What else? Oh, that was it. I'd a big shout out to, well, no, a big shout out. It deserves a big shout out. to Dan Ogden at New You Fit. If you guys aren't following him on Instagram, he's definitely one of the funnier accounts that you'll follow regarding fitness. He's got a bit of a unique take on stuff, and I do like it. It does cheer me up. But he got in touch with me the other day, and he's going to come down for a visit. So I think we're going to get some filming done, because he's a good looking fella. I'm going to catch him on camera, and we'll get a podcast done. So if you guys have got any questions about that, and you want to ask probably Dan some questions, or if you want to ask me some questions, or just anything in general that we can both answer together, we might have different views. We probably agree on more stuff than what we disagree on, but it's always good to have a different take on things. I suggest that of everyone. If you're following a few people on Instagram, try and follow a few different people. Even though there are some super minds out there, they're not always correct. I'm not classing myself in those super minds, because I kind of learn off them, but it's good to follow a few different people, get a few different takes on it, and then come up and form your own opinion on it. So that's probably about it for now. I'll try to keep it short, but I don't think it has. I'm going to wait for one more sat nav kind of clue, so you can see where I'm going, see if you can guess where I am. I'll tell you what can I do for a prize if you guess where I'm going? I've already said it. Did I already say where I was going? Because I was going to the studio, I don't think I said where it was. Anyway, so if you have...
In 1 mile, keep right onto M60 towards Ring Road West and South.
Right, so anyway, if you guess where I'm going, or what town or city I'm going to, the first person to get it right, I will give them a free online consultation. Alright, we'll have a chat, we'll discuss goals, we'll discuss what you're currently doing, and we'll come up with a plan of action. So you don't even have to come in and train with me. This isn't like prerequisite to like, right now I've done a free consultation with you, you've got to sign up for me for so many amount of months. I'm not even bothered about that. Let's just do a free consultation, we'll see where you are, and then we'll try and get you on the right track. How's that sound? So the first person to try and guess where I'm going to, we'll get that free online consultation.
Keep right onto M60 towards Ring Road West and South.
Oh, I thought they were going to say it then, because I'm getting closer, so I thought they might have said where I was going then. Right, that's it, cool. So get in touch. Oh, honestly, I've just seen someone cut someone up. Yeah, it was a proper dickhead move, that. Just cut, just so you can get on the slip road. Just cut right in front of someone. So if that was you, you'd be a dickhead. Anyway.
In 2 miles, keep right onto M60 towards Ring Road South.
Oh, I thought I was going to say it again. Right, I'm going to go before they tell me where I'm going. But yeah, if you guess where I'm going, drop a message and we'll sort that online consultation out. Alright, have a great weekend, guys. I'll speak to you soon.